So when it comes to the topic of Donald Trump and accountability, it's usually pretty easy to find bad news. But I actually think there's some good news that has flown under the radar screen a bit in recent days, and it comes from something that President Biden said about Donald Trump. Let's talk about that. Because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So let's talk about a pretty significant reason for optimism. And that reason comes from something President Joe Biden said in recent days. Because President Biden just shot down, squashed, crushed Donald Trump's attempt to invoke executive privilege to hide from Congress and to hide from the American people what he, Donald Trump, did in connection with the January 6th attack on the Capitol, in connection with the insurrection. Here's what White House counsel Dana Remus said about President Biden's decision to deny Trump's executive privilege request, as reported by NBC News. Headline: Biden declines Trump request to withhold White House records from January 6 committee. And the article begins: The White House on Friday formally blocked an attempt by former President Donald Trump to withhold documents from Congress related to the January 6 attack on the Capitol, setting up a legal showdown between the current and former presidents over executive privilege. As an aside, I'm not so sure there's going to be much of a legal showdown because I'm not entirely convinced Donald Trump wants to try to fight this particular frivolous claim in court, but we'll see soon enough. The article continues. White House counsel Dana Remus said, President Biden has determined that an assertion of executive privilege is not in the best interests of the United States and therefore is not justified as to any of the documents. And she added, these are unique and extraordinary circumstances. Congress is examining an assault on our Constitution and democratic institutions provoked and fanned by those sworn to protect them. And the conduct under investigation extends far beyond typical deliberations concerning the proper discharge of the president's constitutional responsibilities. The constitutional protections of executive privilege should not be used to shield from Congress or the public information that reflects a clear and apparent effort to subvert the Constitution itself. Friends, these are important words from President Biden, as related by his White House counsel. What did President Biden say in that statement? Well, let's recap. First of all, in denying Donald Trump's executive privilege claim, President Biden said Congress is examining an assault on our Constitution and democratic institutions provoked and fanned by those sworn to protect them. Make no mistake about it. What President Biden is saying there is Donald Trump provoked and fanned an assault on our Constitution and democratic institutions. That's a direct assertion that President Biden made, and he used it to reject Donald Trump's claim of executive privilege. Let's turn to one other statement that President Biden made in reaching that decision that executive privilege would not be permitted to be invoked. He said, the constitutional protections of executive privilege should not be used to shield from Congress or the public information that reflects a clear and apparent effort to subvert the Constitution itself. What did President Biden say in that part of his statement that Donald Trump's conduct, quote, reflects a clear and apparent effort to subvert the Constitution itself, close quote. Friends, these are important statements, assertions, declarations by the President of the United States about what Donald Trump did. And Merrick Garland, if you're listening, and yes, I appreciate the traditional separation between the White House and the Department of Justice when it comes to prosecutorial decisions, who to prosecute, how to prosecute, when to prosecute. But when these statements are made by the President of the United States about a former criminal president, they can't be ignored. They can't be discarded. They need to be acted upon. And stay with me just two more minutes while we wrap this up, friends, because this is really important. The words of President Biden are really important. And if I could talk directly to President Biden, I would say, Mr. President, you can't possibly tell the American people that Donald Trump, quote, provoked and fanned an assault on our Constitution, close quote, and tell us that Donald Trump's conduct, quote, reflects a clear and apparent effort to subvert the Constitution itself, close quote. You can't tell us that and then not have your administration follow it up with accountability for Donald Trump's criminal conduct. You can't tell us those things and then decline to hold Donald Trump accountable for what he did, because Mr. President, you just told us that you rejected Donald Trump's claim of executive privilege because you concluded that he provoked and fanned an assault on our Constitution and that his conduct reflects a clear and apparent effort to subvert the Constitution itself. And that, Mr. President, is why you cannot decline to hold Donald Trump accountable. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, thank you for tuning in to these daily Justice Matters videos. And as you may know, they're also available in podcast form, audio only. Just go wherever you ordinarily get your podcasts. And as always, friends, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.